protector of her soul.
Long Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
The hottest radio show in the land. That's right, the hottest radio show in the land. Oh, never mind. It's hot. We are live. We are live. It's Tech Limits Off Radio, y'all. We are live, 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 broadcasting as always from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. That's right, the birthplace of gospel music. And I'm excited to be here one more time with y'all. We got a great, great show for you tonight, man. It's Praise Break Friday. Y'all know how we do. We have a great time in the Lord, and we gonna do that on tonight. It's your boy, your host, the one, the only, Mr. Danny L. King in the studio, man, and I'm just, again, excited and elated. That's the word I want to use. Yeah, elated to be here with you all on tonight. We got a great, great, great show for you tonight. Y'all ready for this? How to guarantee. Yeah, how to guarantee you won't grow spiritually. How to guarantee you won't grow spiritually. That's our topic of conversation for tonight. It's going to be a good one. I'm excited to be able to share that with you all tonight. That and some other stuff in this special, special world we live in, we want to talk about on tonight. But look, let me give you the rundown on how you, that's right, how you can be a part of the show. First time listening, first time watching, whatever, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, all you got to do, that's right, all you got to do is push one. That'll get you to my producer, the best producer in the land, the one, the only, LaTanya King, taking all of your calls. That's right, taking all of your calls. She's on the other side of the glass, best producer in the land, doing all of that. Just push one. That'll get you over to her. She'll get you over to me, and you'll be live on the air with your boy. That's right, live on the air with your boy. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. That is the call-in number, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. One more time for the Holy Ghost, 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. If you want to email the show, you can email the show at the TTLO show at ttlomedia.net. That's right, you can email the show. Excuse me, real simple, real easy to do. It's the TTLO show at ttlomedia.net is where you can email the show. If you want to follow us on social media, we'd be glad to have you follow us on social media. That's right. You can follow us on Instagram, follow us on IG, follow us on the gram at TTLO radio. That's right. Follow us on the gram at TTLO radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO radio is where you can follow us on the gram. If you want to follow us on Twitter, that's right, you can tweet the show. You can tweet the show. I did it backwards. You can tweet the show at TTLO radio. That's right, you can tweet the show at TTLO radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO radio is where you can tweet. One more time for the Holy Ghost, TTLO radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO radio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/TTLO radio, Facebook.com/TTLO radio is where you can find us on the book. And that's right, if you want to follow the live streams are up and running. Y'all come on in. The live streams are up and running. You can find us on the Facebook Live right now, Facebook Live. You can find us there at TTLO Radio. Same thing at TTLO Radio. You can find us on Facebook. You can also find us on YouTube. That's right, find us on YouTube right now. We are live on YouTube. You can find us there. Go to our YouTube page, the Taking the Limits Off radio page. You can find us on YouTube. Go ahead and do that. Hit that share button and that subscribe button. Sharing on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube. Either one, we'll be happy and grateful. to have you follow us so we can keep you up to date with all of the doings and goings here at the TTLO Radio Show. Don't forget as well, we are an iHeartRadio partner. That's right. You can find us on iHeartRadio. All you have to do, if you already have the app or you don't, download the iHeartRadio app, and you can find it. I'll do a simple search, rather, for the TTLO Media Group. That's right. Do a simple search for the TTLO Media Group. You'll find us there. And not only will you find the TTLO Radio Show, but every Thursday, you will find Healthy Soul Talk at 5:30 p.m. every Thursday. At 5:30 p.m., you'll find the Healthy Soul Talk Show with Dr. Kimberly Thomas every Thursday night. At 5:30. Amazing, amazing shows she has been having. If you guys have been missing those shows, it is going to bless your spirit. She's been talking about personality disorders. Yesterday, she talked about antisocial personality disorders. Last week, the week before that, she talked about borderline personality disorders. And then the one before that, she talked about confidence versus narcissism. Confidence versus narcissism. That was the one before that. So it's been a great, great ride, man. She's doing great things on Thursdays. Real talk, real issues, real solutions. Healthy Soul Talk every Thursday with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Also, don't forget, you can follow my brother. He was here with me Monday. I was glad to have him back. My brother, Pastor Harold D. Washington, with the Kitchen Chronicles every Tuesday night, somewhere around 7:15, 7:30, somewhere around 7:15, 7:30. You can follow my brother, Pastor Harold Washington, with the Kitchen Chronicles. Always, we try to share that always on the TTLO Radio Networks on our Facebook page as well. You can find it there. Amen, amen, and amen. Man, look, I am excited. Again, don't forget, too, you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us anywhere. You can download a podcast. Don't forget as well, on Sundays, you can catch the live simulcast. That's right. You can catch the live simulcast of the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church right here on the TTLO Media Group Network. That's right. At 11 o'clock, you can catch the live simulcast of our virtual services. But we're slowly reopening. We're slowly reopening. But you can catch the live broadcast right here of the TTLO radio show and of the live broadcast of the Sunday morning service here at the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. You can catch that right here all the time at 11 a.m. Great, great, great thing. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys pop in there. Man, I'm excited. Y'all know what? I'm excited. Why am I excited? Guess what, y'all? It is anniversary time. Yeah, y'all didn't know. I know it snuck up on, I think it snuck up on us. At least it snuck up on me. But it snuck up on us, y'all. We are celebrating. But it's a downplay celebration. You know, y'all know how we do. Y'all know when we do it, we do it. But it's a downplay celebration. We are celebrating our 7-year anniversary. It was actually yesterday's date. But we're celebrating our 7th year anniversary being on the air. 7 years, God has blessed this ministry, and we are excited that he has kept us, man. Look, we've had ups, downs, rounds, outs, ins, outs, all that good stuff, but in 7 years, God has kept us, and we are just excited for what he's going to do upcoming, man. And but we can't complain. I don't even think it would matter. But we have been, God has blessed us mightily. He has blessed us mightily, and we are just excited that we have made it thus far, man. He's not just made it, but he's kept us thus far in the Bible. So we are just amazingly happy, amazingly excited. And you know what? I am looking forward to the next 7. I'm looking forward to the next 7, and I will say it's only because of the grace of God that we have gotten bigger and better. It's only because of the grace of God that we've gotten bigger and better. And some people, 7 has been known as the number of completion. And so one season has ended, right? So we are ready for the next. So this today, actually, and I'm about to go ahead and edit it. Today, actually, I should have did that in the thing, but I'll go ahead and edit it. Starts season 8. Season 8 of the TTLO show starts today. Season 8. This is season 8. 8 years, man. 8 years that we have had done a, we've been doing a broadcast in some fashion. And God has just continued to bless us throughout this process. And you know what? It's just been really, 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 really good. So we're excited. So thank you. Thank you. We watch this. First, without God, we couldn't do it. But without you all who continue to listen, who continue to support, who continue to lift us up, who continue to pray for us here. I can't speak for LaTanya, but she got her own mic over there. But we are grateful that you guys have stuck by us, stuck with us, even through technical difficulties, most of them not of our own making. But you guys have stuck with us, man. It's been a great, great ride. And I'm just looking forward, like I said, to see what God going to do, see what the end going to be for that. So, Tanya, you got anything to add about the anniversary? I was going to download happy anniversary, happy year, but I didn't do it, though. I had that in there before, actually. I don't know what happened to it.
Okay.
Yeah, there
my
you
mic
go.
On?
Yeah, now it is.
Oh, okay.
You turned it off. What you got?
All I have is thank you for everybody that listens, and we appreciate it wholeheartedly. Those listeners and everything, and it's not the end. Hopefully, we will grow to be way bigger than that little radio show. And
shade,
you know, and continue to prove people wrong. That's it. That's all I got.
I'm past proving people wrong, but I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But it's great. It's great. Great. So we thank y'all. So we're going to be in the celebratory mode. It's toned down because y'all know we normally do stuff up, but it's toned down. I think we're saving it for 10. I think we're going to save it for 10. We'll do something big for 10. And I'm already in my head like, yeah, something big for 10. So it's going to be good, man. So y'all stick with us. And but again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for those of you who've been watching all this time. We appreciate you for watching. It's nothing but, like I said, it's nothing but the grace of God that he's kept us for these 7 years we've been on the air. 7 years, and let me give you the number, 7 years, and come on, where is it at? Oh, here we go. 7 years and 952 episodes. This is 953rd. 7 years. 953 episodes counting today. So if you just count 7 years, then that's 7 years, 952. 7 years, and then 952 episodes. And that's probably not really the total amount because we did delete some episodes because we've hosted other shows. So some people asked us to delete some episodes. So, but 7 years, 952 episodes. Let that sink in for a minute. That's a lot of talking. That's a lot of talking. So I am just grateful for that, man. And that's just that's a lot when you think about it. There's a whole lot going on right there. But again, we are grateful for you all. All right. Hey, I got some stuff I want to talk about. I really don't address too much of the shootings and stuff. I talk about them when they come up, but every now and then, there's certain things that just cannot go without being, somebody mentioning, what happened or what transpired. And I'm not sure if you guys are aware, for those of you who might not be in the Chicagoland area, but I know a lot of you are, but there is a rash of, for lack of better words, road rage that's been going on. We've seen a lot of shootings on our highways. A lot of just violence and everything, and it just seems like it never ever ends. Well, a couple of days ago. On our expressways here in Chicago, a 21-month-old baby, a 21-month-year-old child, I thought I had needed that, a 21-month-old child was shot in the head during some mess on the expressway. During some mess on the expressway. And, you know, for lack of better words, it's senseless. It's senseless. It's senseless on top of senseless. It makes absolutely no sense. There was a man that was charged, in a road raid case, but he's out of jail today. But the toddler who was shot remains in the hospital. So here's the deal. A little child, Caden Swan, was in the car with his grandparents. That's the only other way I can say it, right? He was in the car with his grandparents, and they were driving, you know, pretty fast, and it was going about 55, 60 miles an hour. And at some point, Brown says, this is the news story we're getting. Brown says the other driver nearly hit him. So he says he pulled along the SUV, telling the driver to slow down. This is what Brown told the news, Channel 7 News. Then he says, when I pulled out to get away from him, he started shooting. That's the news story. He says he shot about 5 times. And then Brown says he did have a gun, but he never fired a shot at the other vehicle. He never fired. He said he never even fired his gun. Not once. And he says they checked him for gun residue. Now there is a conflicting story. And I got a problem, because at the end of the day, there is still a 21-month-old child who's sitting in the hospital with a hole in his head and a swollen brain who they had to put into a coma because of senseless road rage and senseless gun violence. The grandmother initially said, the grandfather said that he, the other one, initiated the problem. He said if he had not fired shots at the other vehicle, none of this would have happened. But there's a problem with the story. There's a problem with the story. So Mr. Brown is saying that his girlfriend was hysterical, and once she realized that the little boy had been shot, she started to believe that he fired the gun, but he insisted, and he says police evidence shows he did not fire a gun. But in response, the gentleman, Clifton Marvel, not the lady, is saying that no, he fired his gun. So here we go. It's just sad, man, that in cases like this, children are affected. Children are affected. I've said this for a while. You got to be careful. I said this to men and to women, both ways. You got to be careful who you have children with. You got to be careful who you have children with. Because these people are out and doing God knows whatever, and they don't know, you don't know what situations. Now, don't get me wrong. Innocent bystanders get unfortunately caught in gunfire all the time. But in situations like this, when you got some people who are doing some extra stuff, the gentleman says he didn't fire his gun. He says, but when the other guy brandished his, he reached for his and put his gun on his lap. Did you see that? That part of the interview?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't see it. So, like you said, it's really a conflicting story.
It's a whole conflicting story
because,
right,
like,
now.
Like, you know, what's that? I don't know. So they keep saying boyfriend. So
the
like, you know,
and he's saying that, and the boyfriend said that's my grandson.
So like the deal, I don't get it. I just like I said, it's senseless. Period. And you know, you already know. I just got a problem with the ages.
All these ages of these babies.
Of the grandparents and,
right.
And the not seeing mother of the child.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And we don't know what the status is. And again, it's unfortunately not uncommon now for grandparents to be having their children's kids. That's a unfortunate norm where grandparents are raising their children's children. Because we have not heard anything, not even a report. Have you even seen a report of who the child's mother is?
I haven't heard anything.
Nothing.
I'm just at all at the whole situation.
About the child's mother. Nothing about the child's biological mother. Nothing about the child's biological father. We've heard
all I heard was the great grandfather. So there's a great grandfather.
The great grandfather is the guy that was speaking. He's the one that was speaking at the original press conference.
And then there's a grandfather, and it's like it's too many entities and not the responsible person in here. I mean, they were responsible because that baby was in there, you know.
I guess you can be the grandfather if y'all not married, right? You still the granddad.
You can be the grandfather, but I'm just saying. I'm talking about that.
Because the grandmama is
youngness.
The grandmama is 42.
We are poorly raised, and these kids are being just not raised correctly, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I just really have a problem with that.
Oh no, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's sad. It's beyond sad that we're still having these same issues with gun violence. I'll take it a step further. In what was it yesterday in Texas? There was another mass shooting in Texas yesterday, which is just we got two shootings. We had one in South Carolina where the ex NFL player went and shot up a family.
It wasn't his own family.
No.
And this was the doctors, right? That he
South Carolina community, okay. A former NFL player killed five people, including a prominent doctor, the doctor's wife, and the two young grandchildren before killing himself. They found Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, and two of their grandchildren, ages 5 and 9, dead in the back of Leslie's house outside of City Rock Hill, York County Sheriff mentioned on Thursday. James Lewis, an air conditioner technician who was working outside the house, was also killed.
Yeah, the gardener. Was the gardener?
Robert Shook, also an air conditioner technician, was wounded and taken to the hospital. I didn't see anything about a gardener.
Okay, somebody else was killed.
The air conditioner guy. So, okay. Yeah, the air conditioner guy was killed. So 1, 2, 3. No, that would make the 5. That counts for the 5. Nothing about a gardener. But the football player played in the league for 10 years.
So what excuse you think they're going to use?
Well, the family, his dad insisted to turn his brain over so they could check him for CTE.
Yep.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it comes back and they say he had CTE. And unfortunately, even with all the advancements in medical science, there's no way to check for CTE with a live body.
Well, I will say this about the NFL. They do – you can't check it. They do know.
They know.
I told you in conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know, about, you know, someone I know who's significant other who keeps asking constantly, like, you know, even after she says something to him over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So he's starting to show the signs.
Oh, wow.
Of it and everything else like that.
And they're paying
for it now. Like, I mean, like, the NFL is paying off on the side, you know, for the issues, but like, yeah, you start to see the signs. It's like it's worst form of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, it's rapid. It speeds up the process. It's almost like it's speeding up the process, and these people, they degenerate quickly. And in some cases, you know, you've had people you've heard the stories from some of the famous players like Dave Duerson. Junior Seau. Huh?
The guy who ran out. I don't know if you saw that video. It was about 4 years ago. He ran out of the AutoZone store, like literally just ran out of the whole plexiglass.
Ran straight through the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As if he was tackling it.
Yeah. And these people are out here, man. They put their bodies on the line. Am I missing any comments or anything?
Because
my thing has updated since I'm still showing last night's last comment.
Oh, wow.
I am missing comments.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm so confused right now. Like, why are these comments not showing up in here? Wow. Okay. I'm going to have to figure that out. But yeah, it is. It's really unfortunate that's where we are right now with everything, because there's no test for it, but yet you can't tell people. I guess here's the question.
How come it can't be the same test that the dementia and Alzheimer's patients go through?
Because it doesn't where it's located in the brain, you can't see it. There's no place to, there's no x-ray you can take. So you literally have to dissect, they have to like open the brain to see it. That's according to, what's my man's name? The doctor that Will Smith played in the movie. But he's the one who discovered it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who discovered it that the NFL tried to shut down years ago. But you cannot, there's no test for it. And it's unfortunate that these gentlemen are, they are suffering big time. And you know, I guess I don't understand the, I guess I need to do some more research. Why do they turn to violence though?
I think that's the part of the brain that's being affected. I won't say good versus evil, but like that part of the brain,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, yeah, because it is like, it is violence. It's mm-hmm. always violence. Mm-hmm. It has never been something, I don't think they actually have all the answers as to why that, you know, why that part and why anger.
Yeah, why does it go to anger or depression, too? I guess that's something we could ask Dr. Thomas what she knows about it. But why do they go through this depression, and then why do they harm themselves? They harm themselves. So it's scary, man, that's going on. So that brother went and did this shooting. You had that one. Then turn around, you had one in Texas. You had one in Texas. Yesterday, I'm trying to remember what that one was. There was a Texas, there was a shooting in Texas yesterday where I don't know how many people were shot. Let me get that for you real quick. One person killed, 5 wounded, 6 people shot. Thank you. Yeah, one person killed, 5 wounded, and they got the gunman. He didn't get killed, but it says here, a gunman killed one person and wounded at least 5 others, 4 of them critically at a cabinet manufacturer in Bryan, Texas. It says the gunman, who's believed to be an employee of the company, fled before police arrived but was later taken into custody. 27-year-old taken into custody. So that's where we are, y'all. And I'm not going to get into the whole gun violence conversation again. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to even delve into that tonight, and or gun laws. You know, I don't think, again, I am a responsible gun owner. I'm never going to say take people's guns away. I am not going to say take people's guns away. But what I am going to say is, there is still a level of accountability from the time that firearm gets its serial number and that firearm leaves said manufacturer. You can't tell me that there is not a way. And I'm sorry, their actions of our leaders, our political leaders, their actions tell us that they ain't trying to fix it. Right? But you can't tell me. You know, and I've said this before, do it the exact same way. Car and a gun. They both leave the assembly line. Car has a VIN number. Gun has a serial number. So if we're talking GM versus Smith & Wesson, GM creates a Chevy Tahoe with a VIN number. That VIN number is, that car is then sold to a dealership. Or a rental car company, whoever, somebody buys it, right? So then there creates a title with a VIN number, and it is then shipped to whoever the buyer is. Same thing happens with that Smith & Wesson firearm. It is stamped with a serial number. It is sold in either individually or it's sold in a crate, in a shipment. That is then shipped to a manufacturer. Okay, then what happens at that point? That those vehicles are either put on a train or on one of those massive car movers with a destination in mind. And if I am the car dealer, I ordered 10 Chevy Tahoes. 10 Chevy Tahoes show up at my dealership. Then guess what? I know I got 10 Chevy Tahoes to sell. Now, if I'm a gun manufacturer and I ordered five cases of 45s from Smith & Wesson, then five cases of 45s should show up to my gun store. Here is where we have the problem, and I've said this before. When I only get four cases that show up, and then one of these guns show up on the street that was never bought legally from a store. It was bought, mind you, because trust me, think about this for a moment. Smith & Wesson ain't shipping a gun before they get their money. Let's just be real about it. What store or company do you know ships merchandise prior to getting paid? Now, I know there's purchase orders and all that kind of stuff, but think about this for a moment. What gun manufacturer is going to ship a gun anywhere? What gun manufacturer is going to ship a gun and not have received his funds? So he knows where he shipped it. Now, if I'm the store that bought it, if I'm the gun owner or the gun dealer that bought it, I report back to the person I bought from, hey, I'm missing a crate of guns. What then happens? Because are you telling me that Smith & Wesson just ships another fresh crate without being paid? Is there a police report filed? So then when Lil Pookie and whoever get this brand new gun that they clearly did not go into a store and buy, this brand new gun, and it then shows up at a murder scene or at a crime scene, and you run that gun through the database, and that gun says it was bought by so-and-so. Why is so-and-so not then charged for not taking care of the firearm?
Well, that's still like...
That's how you end it, yes.
What was the whole issue with, the movie White Boy Rick, and his dad selling the guns and everything else like
mm-hmm.
that? That was, it's just somewhere in there is a miscommunication about, like, after it's sold at a gun show,
mm-hmm.
it's like it's over and done with.
So right at the gun shows, here is another loophole. At the gun shows, there is no wait list. You don't have to wait 3 days. I can go and buy 6 guns from the gun show. But here is my question. There's also no information taken at
right.
the gun shows. That's where the problem is.
So it's two problems. So the gun shows already had a problem, and then you're asking about, like, what happens with guns.
Tanya can go buy 6 guns. Tanya can go drive down to see her son at school. Look out into one of them cornfields and see a tent saying gun show. Tanya can pull off the side of the road and go buy 10 guns. Tanya can then come back to Chicago and sell said 10 guns to doofuses on the street. Tanya got her money. These doofuses got guns on the street that can't be traced back to Tanya.
You know, I didn't like that analogy. I don't even know why I had to have a gun.
I'm just saying.
I mean, unless I'm going to do it like, old boy from White Men Can't Jump.
I'm going to my car. When I come back, killing everybody.
But I wouldn't do that.
Right. But that's the current situation. Nobody has a problem with that. That's not trying to stop people from buying guns. That's saying, hey, somebody has to take responsibility or an accountability that I can go buy 15 guns at a gun store and then go and sell them on the street to somebody else, and I'm not held accountable. So if I'm not held accountable, then what about the pop-up shop in the middle of the field? We can't hold Smith & Wesson accountable because Smith & Wesson sold it to a licensed gun dealer. But watch this. Let y'all steal a whole truck full of Chevy Tahoes, and then y'all sell me a Chevy Tahoe. It's a VIN number on there. I got to go register that car still. I need some plates. I need a registration. I need a proof of purchase. Something. That's what I'm saying. So, again, you can't. There's got to be a level of accountability by our leaders. It's not asking people. It's not. I don't think it's too much to ask. I don't see where the harm is. It's not trying to track who does what, but we know everybody that owns a car.
And you sure want your money if they don't pay on their
money. We know everybody who owns a vehicle or who's got a, I'm sorry, we know everybody who's got a vehicle in his or her name. We know these things. So why wouldn't we want, so, and again, it's not about, it's okay to know who's got a car, but it ain't okay to know who's got a gun. Think about that for a moment. Just think about that. Because then you don't have somebody, some little kid in rural Illinois somewhere with 15 guns in his closet. And that's not a red flag for somebody. 15 guns. Because if I'm a random dude and I buy 15 cars, somebody gonna ask questions. Just saying.
Did Felicia's
comment?
Yeah, because I want to talk about that.
She says, is that the one about so much going on?
No, about the one on Central?
I don't see the one.
Oh,
wow. I only see one comment.
Okay.
Yeah, so I missed some stuff, so you got to help me out.
Okay. So Felicia is the issue on the west side. Christ Tabernacle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay.
Christ Tabernacle. Uh-huh.
You know I can't do two things at one time. So she's like, it's so much going on. I'm having a problem with the church that was robbed of charitable donations on Central, and the people who they shown on the news who did it, totally suspect it wasn't us. It was actually Puerto Rican people. You could clearly see they were Puerto Rican or Mexican or Latino.
They were Latino. Yeah, let's say that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have come on the west side now. They do live here now.
Yeah, well, Pilsen everything. Right up the street, it's right there.
No, not Christ Tabernacle is on Central. What do you mean Pilsen?
Oh, no, I'm saying that's the west side, technically.
Since they push Humble Park back.
That's true, too.
It's technically almost Humble Park, depending on the cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know how, for instance, they actually got in. I mean, I know the door was left open, so that was really totally suspect as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that. So
you, you didn't see it?
No, I didn't.
And they got their stuff. Well, so once it, whatever you have to do,
mm-hmm.
it's up.
Okay.
So once they got all their so all the stuff was stolen. About mm-hmm. Once it was on the news, 2 days later, a lot of stuff started coming back in.
Mm-hmm.
The diapers and the formula and everything. So now he's looking to have the pastor's looking to have a big block club party in May to give out, to give out all these items and everything else like that. He's still short on the diapers, but, so far so good.
So they broke into.
It was open. The door was open.
And
you clearly see a red, orange cone keeping the door ajar.
So somebody left the door open?
So I don't know how they knew. They always do it. So that's number one. So they already knew.
Mm-hmm.
This because he already said the people look forward to it.
Okay.
So they already knew that this stuff was going to be there.
Wow.
But on that particular day, I don't know why the door was open or why the door was unlocked.
So those people
went downstairs.
Inside job?
Or they just hit a lick,
Okay.
Quiet is kept, even in other places,
yes.
Until somebody can get there to lock it or to put, said code on. Sometimes some things are just open and everything else like that. And it can't be, but they hit a lick and they kept coming in and out, taking the cases of diaper, putting them in their truck and everything else like that. So, like I said, right now the pastor said he's just still short the diapers, but I mean, everything has come back in. People have given more donations to the church.
That's,
and it's sad that it's Christ Tabernacle because everyone knows that, everyone knows that.
Well,
church.
That's Milton Bronson's church.
Yeah.
Well, that's the church he organized. I don't like to say founded. Organized. That's the church he organized.
They sure wasn't in a hurry. They walked in. They had placed some down. Like let me get my footing together, and then and kept on tipping.
Wow. Wow, so you said they were comfortable. Okay, I see that now. Now all of a sudden all these, wow. Yeah, right, I'm with you, Pastor Washington. It's something sounds suspect. Very suspect. That's just horrible. But I mean, you know what? Right now in the times we're living in, I'm sorry, and this just happened?
Yeah, it was this week.
So here's okay, so let me ask this question. Maybe I'm just gonna ask a question I shouldn't ask. Y'all all they stimmy gone, y'all got to rob people again now? Simulation over?
It wasn't for the first time ever, clearly on the camera. Guess what?
I ain't saying it was us. I'm saying period. Everybody got stimulated. They stimmy over.
Well, did they get stimulated? Because, you know,
well,
only
legal people got stimulated.
Right. So it also,
you got to have a social.
Right. And the level that they went to, because, you know, you have Christ Tabernacle that's doing that and everything else like that. But you got New Moms right around the corner, right in Oak Park, that does the same thing. And
I had no idea, but I guess because I'm not on the west side as much, as far as over that way. I had no idea Christ Tabernacle was doing anything. That's awesome, but it's sad to hear.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know it was an ongoing thing as well. And like, you know, and the fact that he did say like, hey, it's about to be a block up party now. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you know, we see you and everything. So obviously they saw him too. And, you know.
And this happened when?
This weekend.
Wow. I missed all of that. I had no idea. Wow. Last thing news related. I can't even, DMX gone, huh? DMX, the rapper, DMX, passed away, today. I'm assuming they probably turned off life support, I'm going to assume.
That's after you had almost called it,
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't call it like everybody else on Instagram or putting out the RIPs before they hit.
Right.
Once they called the family in.
Yeah. Once they vegetative state, and he had been in a coma since Sunday.
For a whole week.
So, just for yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Really? All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Was not ready. Did you find them?
That's all I can do.
Okay, that's all right. Because today it gets a little bit explicit.
That's all I can do. For my man's DMX, prayers out to his family. I don't know if did he have kids?
15.
Sweet Jesus of Nazareth and Mary's baby and Joseph's baby.
God and the goddaughter Paige Hurd. You see her on, what's that called, Power.
15.
15 kids.
She on Power.
Paige Hurd, his goddaughter.
Oh.
You see her, she plays Malik's, the smart girl, love interest.
Oh.
That was his goddaughter.
Wow. Wow, 15 kids. Sweet Lord Jesus. I hope the brother had a will and his stuff was in order. Because I know DMX had been struggling for some years, man, with he had some addiction issues for a while. And he was struggling for a minute, but man.
He talked about it because of
he did.
Somebody he looked up to laced the weed with crack. And that's what started it.
So another
a mentor of his.
Oh, not a rapper.
Mentor.
He didn't say the person's name.
I don't think.
Wow.
I ever heard
see,
the
that's
name.
Why you man. Look here.
And like you have to also think about his dreams. Like you didn't. I don't know if you know, but he wanted to become a pastor.
DMX.
Know, yes.
Jesus gonna give it to you. Holy Ghost don't give it to you. Huh. I'm just trying to. Primo's at 14.
Yeah, he talks about, he talks about smoking weed, but the mentor laced it.
Nah. I don't even know what to say. Wow. That's man. But yeah, man. So rest in peace. My brother DMX. What's his real name? Ernest?
Earl Simmons.
No kin to Russell and them. But Earl Simmons, DMX, man, 50 years old. Am I right? Yeah. 50 years old. That's Yeah, 50 years old. That's crazy. It's crazy, man. And again, this one ain't had nothing to do with COVID. He had a heart attack last week, right? Yeah. Had a heart attack last week. And
you can only imagine the, you know, I shared with you. It's about, you know, when you're on that substance, it's aging the heart.
Oh, yeah.
You can only imagine, like, you know, people just think, oh, he's, you know, he got a hold of something. But that substance will age the heart. So he could have been 50. He was 50.
They'll probably say if they do
probably look like 98.
Yeah, if they do a full autopsy, they'll probably say you had a heart. I've seen a couple of different documentaries of what drug and alcohol abuse, what it does to the body, and how people who are in their 30s, even younger people, young 50, 20-year-old people who've been addicted to some substance, when they have an autopsy done, you look at their lungs and their heart, and it's either it looks like somebody chewed something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like it's been chewed, and all the valves being George Floyd, even though it had nothing to do with his death, they say his lungs were so clogged from whatever he had been taking. The types of medication that he had been taking. So, man, yeah, that's crazy. That's hard to hear. I was never a big DMX music fan. I couldn't get into all the
barking,
the hardcore stuff. Yeah, because people gonna say, well, what you mean you couldn't get into the barking? You a cute? That's a different kind of barking. That's a different kind of barking. But yeah, it's sad. So man, we'll definitely keep him, lift him up. Felicia say his mom kicked him out and he lived in group homes. She says Iyanla should have had that second interview. Oh, she did the first one with him. Oh wait, is that the one where he was like, I don't want to talk to you. Or I'm talking to him. Don't talk to him or something. When he walked off, wasn't that like recently?
It's like been so many interventions. Like, you know, even with his son. So
wow,
I guess I'll say pick one.
That's unfortunate, man. So again, rest in peace, DMX, man. I don't know. Let me see, anything else?
She said 98 was her best year. All right.
Is that when that was that long ago?
Yeah, because that would make
wow.
me a freshman in college.
98. I was 28, and I wasn't even listening to hip hop like that when I was 28.
You was almost sliding into some Hezekiah.
Grown? No. Wait, I had just came back.
Back.
Wait, no, I came back to church in. I had just came back to church. Matter of fact, in March of when my great grandmother passed, in March of 98, I came back to church that April. So right before, a little bit after Easter. I came back to church. So I was still listening to music, but I was never into the Rough Rider stuff, though. I was never into that kind of – that didn't do nothing. Because I was in – first of all, the clubs I went to weren't playing that mess. But that music – I mean, I'm not going to say mess. I want to insult the rest of y'all. But
– the views expressed by CCLO are not the
– right. Where's my
I can put yours up now.
But – she said I was 19 – Pre for real saved at 19. I like how she put pre. I'm confused, but
I don't even know what that is.
Something like saved. That's what I read was
preserved.
What I read was something like saved.
Something like saved. I wonder what category.
I know what I want to talk about. I didn't get to see it, so I only want to talk about a little bit. So people have been talking about verses. The Isley Brothers, the one we missed. Was we in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Was we in New Orleans when it happened?
I don't know where we were.
You don't know.
I don't know. I think we just missed it.
Oh, so we just forgot about it. Or was it Sunday? Was it this past Sunday?
I think it was this past Sunday.
Okay. So I didn't see it. I heard it was good. But I heard
Ronald Isley though.
I read some post, and this was the post that I read that sparked the thought in my mind. Some people was like, they could have skipped the Mr. Big portions of the verses. Yeah, it was Earth, Wind, and Fire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have skipped the Mr. Big portion because people was like, people said, did anybody feel some kind of way?
Because he was singing the R. Kelly part.
Because the R. Kelly.
That's mixed reviews. Song. I'm getting mixed reviews on that.
The R. Kelly song. And so then the question came up, and I know we talked about this on the show before. Can you separate the art from the artist?
Here's the thing.
What you got?
I think people got their artists confused. So that's Ronald Isley. Ronald Isley has never really said anything when it to the whole R. Kelly controversy.
He was pretty quiet, wasn't he?
He's been there. People are getting confused. Charlie Wilson is a different person. Charlie Wilson, you know, Charlie Wilson has collabed with R. Kelly.
But he said,
but he's also stopped. So I think, you know, I think we didn't get our older people confused.
No. But I'm saying that, but the fact that those songs, Contagious, and not Contagious, but it is
Contagious. Yeah.
And the other one.
Yeah. I don't see a problem with it. It wouldn't be any more different than somebody when the other feature artist is not there and somebody has to come in and sing that part.
I ain't talking about singing it. I'm talking about the music because, you know, people have, DJs have quietly, you know, remember the whole Cancel R. Kelly thing was years ago, a couple years back.
Right.
But DJs have quietly, like literally took this brother off their playlist.
And Ronald Isley recognizes, like, bruh, thank you for putting me back on.
Okay.
And, you know, some people are dismissive. Like, you know, like Charlie Wilson has been dismissive of it and everything else. Like
dismissive
that.
How?
Like, I guess he won't sing them no more. He won't sing none of those songs.
What song did R. Kelly do for Charlie?
They were either, you know, written together or
okay.
something.
Okay.
But, like, unlike Ronald never came out. He's never done anything. The equivalent of what I heard. Somebody, you know, said he ain't done nothing to me, and that's what I took it as.
Okay,
he didn't do anything to me.
Okay. Let me see. Uh huh.
In terms of character, that's another thing, and everything else like that. And he separated that.
Okay. Here it is. It says the Charlie last name Wilson album. The legendary singer emerged as a solo star. Kelly composed and produced 3 songs on the Gold Certified album.
And Charlie won't sing none of them.
And the songs are, Magic. What song is Magic? I think I know that.
It was played on V103.
Okay, Magic. Oh, wait a minute. Charlie, last name Wilson?
Yes. Hey, girl.
Right. Hey, dude. My name is Charlie. Why? And he don't sing that no more?
He literally almost what? In a way kind of denounced the whole R. Kelly thing. Like he clean, smooth walked away like y'all did when somebody had said something about Life Snacks, how y'all did me, when it just disappeared.
Wow. Oh, something else called No Words. Wow.
Okay.
I don't know, I think I knew it, but I probably just forgot.
But I really think people have really gotten their old people confused.
Wow. Okay. So again, here my question I'll put out before we switch gears all together is, can you separate the art from the artist? Can you separate the art from the artist? I haven't played an R. Kelly song, like, even when I'm listening to R&B music, I think depends on which list I play. I know I have certain lists on my Spotify list that are R. Kelly heavy. I probably just haven't played those. I don't know if that's me subconsciously just not playing that particular list, or is it just that I just don't play that list.
Do you separate yourself when, I'm pretty sure you probably heard a good Jamal Bryant sermon. Do you separate yourself because...
Do you separate the preacher Jamal
from the dude? Yeah, from the times he was, you know...
Caught up.
Pimping and hoeing, like, you know, like he used to do. Do you separate that? No. Sorry.
He said pimping. And who wins?
Well, like, I'm like people get on these pedestals and everything, these high horses, and just forget and lose their mind. Now, Charlie is I'll give it to Charlie. Charlie did what he wanted to do for his sanity, and that's great, and that's fine. You can't be mad at Ronald. Ronald never said anything against the man.
I just wanted to know, because I know some people, it was the people saying, I was reading people's responses, and they were like, man, them some bangers, and I'm going to play them. If I play them, I'm playing them. I don't care. Right? So, you know, I guess that's there is a question. I mean, I guess for all of my older Western people who like cowboy movies, you know, did y'all stop watching John Wayne movies when y'all found out how racist he was? Y'all found out how racist he was? Did y'all stop watching John Wayne movies?
Are y'all canceling Jeezy when he decided to marry Jenny Mai? She was a whole racist too.
She says, I can. I love his music and won't stop playing it. Backyard party at all day at the park. I'm gonna tell it like this. I'm R. Kelly in from 12 play on to start. I'm in right there. I wasn't a bigger fan after that. I was in with him with Best of Both Worlds, him and Jigga, him and Jay-Z. Best of Both Worlds is an amazing album, right? You can't knock that, the skill set. So can you separate the two?
I can.
Okay. Felicia says she can't. Anybody else other than Felicia?
Will there be one?
Will there be one? Look, won't you come? Because Felicia all in the chat. I ain't mad. But she... He said that Jenny Mae thing. What Jenny Mae thing? What?
Jeezy. Because she still is on the show. She married Jeezy.
Uh-huh.
And but during one of the segments, she talked about how she loved white men and black men were nothing.
So it's one of them deals.
We're nothing more, but like we like, you know, just for like the party, like for the here and now, like, you know. But she just loves her white man.
Oh,
and now you married to a whole black man.
Oh, where the party at?
Where the white man took all of your money when you got divorced to him, because you know that was California, and so because she was an earner, she had to give him, you know, her money.
Wow. All right then. And on that note.
Yeah. Yep.
So you know, hey, I think you have to be able to separate the person, the work they did. And I'll take it this way. Watch how I move this biblically. Watch this. So Paul did a whole lot of dirt as Saul, the man. Saul did a whole lot of dirt. Saul was having Christians killed every day. However many he could line up, he had them killed. That's what he did. And then he met Jesus. My question is, are we going to forget what Saul did prior to him meeting Jesus? Or do we have to take it all? Because Saul will tell us, remember what I used to do and look where I am. So I would say this. I'm not telling you, because we quick on cancel culture right now, which is getting out of hand. We quick on canceling stuff. But my question would be, how much stuff are you going to just cancel because of either something that happened that does not change what they built? If we found out tomorrow, watch this, if we found out tomorrow, and I'm just saying hypothetically, that either Steve Jobs or the current president of Apple products is racist or was a abuser or was homophobic or whatever, how many of y'all throwing y'all iPhones and iPads away? I'll wait. Because all they going to do is replace them with somebody that look like us, and y'all going to keep. But no, that means you need to get rid of them products.
Like Papa John's. Everybody's still eating it.
Because Shaq is over there.
Over
it. Right. And the pizza ain't good. Although if they want to be a sponsor, we will, you know, change our map. No, I ain't changing my map plan. But you got people who have no they don't have a mindset of knowing how to separate the two, right? Separate what they created, right? If you found out, watch this. What if you found out that the original owner of GM or Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, what was a man named, Lee Iacocca, any of them companies, Ford, if you found out that y'all gonna turn your car in, you gonna leave your car parked on the side of the road? You have to learn how to separate the two. Now, I was never a big John Wayne fan anyway, so you ain't got to worry about me stopping the John Wayne movie. But again, you separate the two because somebody added Michael Jackson to that conversation. They was
you start watching Guardians of the Galaxy because bro, man is a staunch Republican.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
Who?
The goofy one.
Is he really?
Yes, he is. I think he's married to...
you mean the main dude, Star-Lord, him?
The guy that runs the ship.
Is he really?
Yes.
I did not know that. Okay, well, I think I did know that. I think he was at the Republican National Convention.
Yeah, because I think he's married to one of the...
Somebody's daughter?
Schwarzenegger, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I'm going to still watch the movies. They ain't going to bother me. I'm going to see a good movie. I don't care who you vote for, bro. That's you. That's your conscience. I'm good. So, you know, Disney paid him. I didn't. I'm good with it. The talk, being married. Oh, yeah. If he said some things and people are easier to cancel than others. That's true. That's very true. All right. Look, y'all, we're going to take a break. When we come back, again, we celebrating low-key, but we celebrating our 7-year anniversary, show number 953. Wow. Look, we're going to be right back. And she says, I canceled Jada after the interview with Will and Niecy. That's too much for me. Oh, God. Stop it. Stop it, Felicia. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. That was funny, though. But we're gonna take a quick break. Yeah, it's Praise Break Friday, so we might as well get a little bit. Huh? Come on, y'all.
You're gonna be here to see it happen. I tell you, little. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what you're going through. But I got a word. You're gonna be here to see it happen. Whatever the Lord has promised you, you're gonna live to see it happen. I know Peter's been trying to tell you you won't, but you're gonna live to see it happen. I said live. Live. You're gonna live to see it happen. I don't know who needs to hear that more than once, but you're gonna live to see it happen. Yeah.
My, anybody believe that? Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey.
You're gonna live to see it happen.
My. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are back. Grateful to be here with you all just one more time with you all today. Just grateful to be here. You're going to live to see it happen. It is the TTLO show 7th year anniversary, year 7 complete, 7 years we've been on the air. And again, we're just happy to be here with you all on today, man. And we're just grateful. All right, now y'all, look, y'all, first day they've been back in the house. They're a little excited, y'all. The band been back in the building. They're a little extra. But we're going to be all right. Look, we got this great article. Thank y'all. We got this great article tonight, right? And we're going to talk about spiritual growth. And you wonder why. People wonder, well, I've been doing this for a while, or our church has been around. Our church is 60 years old, 70 years old, 120, 130, 140. You know, our church is old. And why does it seem like people aren't growing? Why does it seem like we're doing the same things over and over again? Why does it seem like we can't get any further than where we are right now? So I'm going to talk tonight. Do me a favor, if you haven't already done so, hit that share button right now. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button and then invite somebody via YouTube. Do that for me real quick. But we're going to talk about it tonight. How to guarantee that you won't grow spiritually. How to guarantee that you won't grow spiritually. That's the conversation we're about to have, man. Look, I'm just gonna go through it, and I don't need y'all to get upset, don't need y'all to get offended or none of that kind of stuff, but we just gonna talk about it, man, and see where the Spirit of God leads us on tonight. That's what we gonna do. We gonna see where the Spirit of God leads us on tonight. So y'all might well come on and join in with your boy and just see how this thing gonna turn out. The writer says this. Article. The writer says this. It's simply called How to Guarantee You Won't Grow Spiritually. The writer says this. How does a person grow? That's the question. How does a person grow? Specifically for followers of Jesus, how does a person grow spiritually? Another word for how does a person grow spiritually? Another word for growth in the Christian realm is sanctification. Mm-hmm. Sanctification. It says that supernatural process by which the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God and forms us into Christ's image. That's what sanctification does. And then the writer says, growth is primarily a work that God does in us, meaning I can't make you grow. I'm going to help somebody in a minute. I can't make you grow, nor can I force you to grow. I can't make you grow, nor can I force you to grow. Right? So, but God is the one that growth is primarily a work that God does in us. So meaning I can't essentially make myself grow. Trust me, if I could make myself grow, I would be 6'4". Especially when I just found out one of my sixth graders is coming back, told me that he was 6'1". He is, he's 6'1". So if I could make myself grow, I at least want to be 6'3". 6'3 would be good, 6'3". But I'm good. So watch this. You can't escape the New Testament's overwhelming pulse that God commands us to intentionally pursue him. That growth is in some ways our job as Christians. Our job as sanctified Christians is to specifically and intentionally pursue God. Specifically and intentionally pursue God. Well, let's talk about it. What does the Bible say in 1 Timothy 4:7 comes to mind is what the writer says. And 1 Timothy 4:7, Paul tells us what? Paul tells us to discipline ourselves to godliness. Discipline ourselves to godliness. 1 Timothy 21, discipline ourselves to godliness. have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Train yourself to be godly. 1 Timothy 4:7. That's the NIV version. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Train yourself to be godly. King James, come here. Team King James says, but refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Let's make it plain. Message, where you at? Message Bible says it like this. Message Bible says it like this. He says, where's verse 7? He says, this is why we've thrown ourselves. No, I'm sorry. Message Bible says like this. He says, stay clear of silly stories that get dressed up as religion. Exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness, please. Workouts in gymnasiums are useful, but a disciplined life in God is far more so, making you fit both today and forever. I like the message. So in other words, the writer says, yes, the Holy Spirit does the work in us, but we also will not grow in our Christian life if our Christian life, it consists of us sitting on the couch and waiting for growth to happen. There's still some work you got to do. You want to be fed, you got to go to a place where you can eat. Watch this. And sometimes you got to be willing to eat the stuff that you might not like the most. You know, some of us don't like, certain people don't like a whole lot of vegetables. Matter of fact, as a security guard at my school, you can't pay him to eat a vegetable. No, I don't want none of that. But if we want certain parts of our bodies to grow, if we want things to be enhanced, then there's certain things we're going to have to do. What God does is he sets the table for us. We still got to digest. Ingest it and digest it. We still got to do that. So let's get to it. So how do we grow? That's the question. How do we grow? How do we grow? What are the tools that God uses? So here we go. He says the question could fill up a year's worth of blog posts. He says it certainly has motivated the writing of many books and sermons. But maybe a better question is this. What are some ways to ensure that we don't grow? So we're going to talk about the stuff that stops us from growing. Felicia, if you don't stop, talking about I do eat vegetables, fries. So here we go. 5 ways to ensure that you will not grow spiritually. You ready over there? Oh, okay. Because this article from last week. Uh-huh. It's okay, though. Number one. Maybe you didn't have it last week. But number one says, here we go. This is what you can do to not grow spiritually. Number one, don't be intentional about your spiritual life. Don't be intentional about your spiritual life. You don't want to grow? Don't be intentional about your spiritual life. The writer says this. He says, I'm amazed at how little Christians prioritize their spiritual growth. If you treat church as something you do if you can feel like it, or something you do if you feel like it, then don't be surprised if you don't get fed at the place where you worship. I don't feel like being bothered with them. I don't feel like being in that. Don't be surprised when you don't get fed. He says, if you don't intentionally pursue knowledge about God through reading good books and listening to good podcasts and reading good materials, don't be surprised at the lack of spiritual fruit. Can I help somebody? It's more than just showing up on Sundays. What are you putting into your spirit when you leave Sunday? What are you putting into your spirit between Sunday and Wednesday night Bible study or Thursday Bible study or two, whatever, or a small group meeting, whatever you do? What are you doing in between time? The writer says, if you don't prioritize a study of God's word, prayer, and the spiritual disciplines, you will not see continued growth. you will stay the same. Let me say this again. If you don't prioritize a study of God's word, prayer, and spiritual disciplines, you will not see continued growth. You will stay the same. You will stay the same. Let me keep going. The writer says, if you don't want to grow in Christ, make sure your spiritual life is something that gets the leftovers of your time. The leftovers of your time, your energy, and your efforts. How many of us are guilty of giving God our leftovers? Let me say it this way so don't nobody feel like they're by themselves. How many of us have been guilty? See, I'll just tell on myself. How many of us have been guilty of giving God our leftovers? How many of us have been guilty of giving God what we had left, the last of our energy and the least of our effort? The writer says, make sure if you don't want to grow, make sure you never read a book that makes you get out a dictionary. Make sure you feed your soul on the light fare and the junk food, he says. Eat all that stuff that makes you feel good and taste good, but don't really do nothing for you. How many of us are taking on some challenging books that challenge our thinking, that challenge our level of comfort? How many of us are preaching some text that challenge our thinking? How many of us are receiving a word from God, a scripture from God that challenges our actual thought process, our thinking? And we're not afraid to preach it because it might not make nobody shout. Well, guess what? Every sermon ain't to make somebody shout. I'm going to help somebody in a minute. Every sermon is not to get you to shout. A lot of times, sermons are to make you sit back and reflect. After that word has been preached, what are you thinking? Where am I at? What's my mindset? What's my thought? What can I do differently? What do I need to change? What has God laid out that I now need to adjust and make some changes so that I can walk in his will? What do I need to X out? What do I need to cut out? But if you don't want to grow, keep doing what you're doing. Keep listening to who you're listening to. Uh-oh, that goes us to number two. Number two, if you don't want to grow spiritually, then number two gonna help you. Keep hanging out with people just like you. Uh-oh. If you don't want to grow spiritually, I'm gonna help somebody in a minute. Keep hanging out with people just like you. What do you mean, preacher? The writer says this. One of the ways God stretches us is by placing us with people who are radically different from us. The writer says, we live in a world of radical individualization, and if you're not careful, this can creep into your life, especially as you get older and more secure in your worldview. He says, you'll be tempted to hang out only with people who agree with you and reinforce your own biases. Oh, Lord. Ah! We just got to talking about this. Let me read that again. You'll be tempted. Oh, Jesus, my God. You'll be tempted to hang out with people who agree with you and reinforce your own biases. My. Can I say it again? You will be tempted. Oh, Jesus, help us today. You will be tempted to only hang out with people who look and think and act just like you do. I wish y'all would get this. I wish somebody would get this. I wish y'all would get this. I wish y'all would get this real quick. Let me keep it moving. Okay. Number. The writer says this. He says, this will ensure that you have the exact same opinion on every single issue as you did 5 years ago. And it'll also, watch this, it will also keep you, from being exposed to people from different cultures, tribes, and perspectives. He says, if you don't want to grow, keep looking for friends, churches, associations, and blogs and books that just tell you what you like to hear all the time. Make sure, watch this, that you never have conversations with people who disagree with you. People who disagree with you radically. Mm-hmm. Radically, yes. Yeah, he says, yeah, do that. This will definitely kill your growth. This will definitely kill your growth. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. You cannot continue to be around people who are just like you and think like you. How do you expect to grow? Because watch this. Those people are around you, and they're not going to tell you the truth when it's most needed. When it's most needed. I am grateful. I am grateful. And I learned this in the corporate world. I learned this in the corporate world. I didn't hire managers. Right? When I was working at Chase, right? When I was the regional vice president for their call centers and all of the Midwest call centers, Midwest and down south. And I had to hire managers. Right? Or those some that were already there when I got the position. It didn't bother me at all that we bumped heads. And I'll tell you why. Because they kept me challenged. Right? At the end of the day, everybody had a job to do. And our job was to make sure that Chase made money and that we made money. So at the end of the day, yes, we may have different methods, but what works well? Not what works for you, but what works well, there is a difference. There is a difference. There is a difference. Because watch this. I had to learn, and it takes some swallowing of the pride, that what works well for you might not work well for everybody else. But what I saw was success. What I saw was, you know what? I can swallow my pride on this one little issue because I see the outcome. I'm willing to see the outcome. But some of us are so stuck up and caught up in ourselves and our names being on this and that, that we can't see that at the end of the day, is it about God getting the glory or is it about you getting the glory? Which one is it? So you want to keep people around you that he and ha-ha with you all day long. One thing about me and the people that know me, I challenge everybody. I challenge everybody. And I'm not saying in a negative way, but I don't believe God placed me here just to be a bobbing head doll with anybody. And that's in any situation, spiritually or in the church world or in the secular world. Challenges help build us. But let me keep going. Again, we're talking about how to guarantee you won't grow spiritually. The writer says this. Number three. Uh-oh. You never take any risks. Oh, Jesus. You never take any risks. The writer says, if you want to ensure that you are the same exact person you were 5 years ago and be so conservative in everything you do that you don't take risk, that's what you want to do, right? He says, here's the thing. If you construct a life with minimal risk, you're essentially editing out the need for faith. If you construct a life with minimal risks, you're essentially editing out the need for faith. I wish y'all would get this. So here's the deal. This writer, Brian Lohr, said this. He has said that faith assumes risk. Faith assumes risks. He says, imagine if Abraham stayed in Ur because Ur was more secure. He said, would he have experienced all the richness of God's love? Would he have grown into the mighty man of faith we see in Hebrews chapter 11? No, he would not. But some of us are so stuck in, it's got to be my way because my way works for me. And at least with my way, I can manage it. What about, where's your faith? We it's funny. We want to throw faith around when it comes to money. Mm-mm. We quick to tell people to have faith. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? But where's that same faith when it comes to you to start taking some risk in ministry? When you can say, you know what? Maybe I should try something else. Maybe doing it this way worked 50 years ago. Maybe it even worked 20 years ago. Hey, maybe it even worked 10 years ago. But maybe we need to try something else. Or you're going to just stand on what you know that works for you. Nobody is telling you to put what you do in the closet and never bring it out again. What we're saying is stop being so closed off and closed-minded that you're only listening to the one voice whispering in your ear, got you sounding crazy as hell, but you listen to the one voice whispering in your ear. Who couldn't find their way through ministry if it was them and ministry in a paper bag? The writer says this. He says, take some risks in life. Take some risk in life. I like that. He says, take some risk in life. He says, put yourself in some situations, relationships, job assignments that are completely and totally foreign that will require maximum effort and knee-knocking faith. Watch this. Maybe that might mean I don't have to put my hands in everything in order to believe it's all going to, that it's, that, that my hands need to be in it for it to work. I don't have to lord over people in order to believe something is going to work. It ain't going to work unless I'm lording over people, unless I'm micromanaging people, unless I'm in it, unless I know what's going on, it ain't going to work. Then maybe you don't need anybody. Maybe that song that Vicky Winans song way back when, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Maybe that song works for you. But ministry requires people. Ministry requires people. Ministry requires trained people. And I don't care if we're talking about biblically trained or professionally trained. It requires trained people, or it requires you to get them trained. And can I take it a step further? Just because they in your Rolodex don't make them the best people. Oh, God, help me right now. Just because they in your Rolodex, it don't make them the best people. It does not make them the best people. I wish y'all would get this. At some point, watch this. If you're confident in where God placed you, that it was God that placed, see, people who are not confident that it was God that placed them there, they always think somebody out to get them. They always looking over their shoulder. They always checking around corners. You know, like my man in the Ghetto Boys got me peeping around corners. My mind playing Bushwick Bill. Oh, your boy,
the guy.
Rockwell.
Yeah, I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Yeah. If God placed you, you good. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, no matter what they talk, no matter what they plot, no matter you ain't worried about the supposed whispers. But if you ain't confident in your walk, you know, Number four. Uh-oh. Jesus Christ, superstar. Lord, help us today. Number four says, I missed some comment?
Yeah, a couple of comments.
Oh, man, hold on, Chief. I'm slow. You got to help me out. Uh-oh. Oh, here we go. Let me go back up. Okay, Dorothy. She said that statement is so true. I'm assuming she's talking. Okay, got it. Caught up in themselves. Yeah, Dorothy. Yeah, too many of them. Felicia says, maybe switch from milk to meat. Drank milk long enough. At some point, Felicia, you got to put the Gerber baby food down.
But, you know, before then, you do need the rice.
Yeah, early on.
Yeah.
But at some point.
Yeah, stick a nip, you know.
Right.
Stick a pen
I'm
in there.
50. You handing me a bottle with some rice in it and some milk ain't going to do much for me.
It ain't. it won't.
But watch this. But that's what I like. And I know what I like.
But also, it's a way to handle people as well, too. Like, you know.
Come on.
I mean, that's the way to handle people. You just don't give them the whole cow, you know, immediately and everything else like that. You see where they at and everything else like that. So it's a seesaw.
This is why I'm grateful for who my mentors are. Watch this, because. Your mentors don't let you rest on whatever accomplishments you believe you have made. Let me say that again. This is why I'm glad who my mentors are. They don't let you rest on the accomplishments that you have made or that you believe you've made. They constantly challenge you. What are you doing next? What are you doing next? What are you doing next? They're constantly challenging to see where your growth is. So watch this. Here we go. Number four. Y'all ready? Number four. How to guarantee you won't grow spiritually? Here's the fourth way. Keep patting yourself on the back. Oh, God. Woo! My. I didn't write the article. Don't get mad at me. I know. right. Don't get mad. Right. Don't get mad. Look, don't fight me. Fight the bad. keep patting yourself on the back. That's number four. Number four says, if you don't want to grow spiritually, keep patting yourself on the back. This is what the writer says. He says, there is a reason that the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Can we get that? Because I don't want nobody to be confused. Y'all know let's break it down. Let's get a couple of different versions. Proverbs 9 and 10. Let's get there quickly, shall we? Come on, people. Come on. Let's get there. Proverbs 9 and 10. NIV says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. That's the NIV version, Proverbs 9 and 10. Come on, King James, what you say? King James says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning. King James says, come on. Yeah. King James says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy is understanding. That's the King James message. Where are you? Message Bible says it like this. Skilled living gets its start in the fear of God. Insight into life from knowing a holy God. It is through me, Lady Wisdom, that your life deepens and your years of your life ripen. Live wisely, and wisdom will permeate your life. Mock life, and life will mock you. Yeah, live. Live wisely. Y'all said live. Pray for me. See, I catch myself. Y'all don't get to laugh at me. I take all y'all fun out of it. Like, live wisely. But there it is. Right? So he says, you only grow, patting yourself on the back, you only grow and you only find wisdom for life when you realize that you need to grow and that you need wisdom for life. Here's the deal. The writer says this. A lot of young guys, a lot of young cats, y'all know who you know who they are. A lot of guys who are young in the head, think they're young, say they don't read. Uh-oh. You can always tell. You can always tell. I'm going to tell y'all a little secret, too, before we get out of here. But you can always tell. You can tell people who don't read. You can always tell people who don't read. You can tell people that don't study and they don't ask questions because they think they've got it all figured out. That's the first thing, right? And the writer said, this is what the writer said. The writer says, this was me until I became a father of four and realized I have no clue about life and I needed God to pour wisdom into me. But here's the deal. The writer says, I find this dynamic in my role as pastor. He says, the most humble searching, digging into the scripture guys are the ones who have a lot of responsibility. They know they are in need of divine guidance. What does that mean? They know they just can't pull a rabbit out of a hat. So he goes on to say, if you don't really want to grow spiritually, keep thinking you know the stuff. Keep thinking that you know best. Keep thinking that what you like is what it is, the way it should be. Wisdom only comes, watch this, after you bowed your knees in humility to the God who knows all things. My God, today, I wish y'all would help me with this. I wish y'all would help me with this. He says, as long as you think you are the master of your own universe and that you don't need help with anything other than the two or three people that, you know, those are the only people that you trust, then you will ensure that you and those around you won't grow. Watch this. And you ask, well, why would you say the people around me won't grow? Let me help you out. If they never challenge you, and so they constantly give you mediocre work. Oh, help me, Jesus. If I never challenge you and I accept whatever you give me, because, you know, back in the day, yeah, you used to give me good stuff. You gave me good stuff based on what I knew then. But if I don't ever grow and I solely depend on what you feed me and I never look to see that they're doing this differently now, that they're no longer doing this anyway anymore, and now I'm stuck, so now I can't challenge you when you hand me something. I say, hey, I need you to do something for me, and you hand it to me, and because you've gotten used to me not really checking what you do because I've told you, you're the best. You're the greatest. You're this. You're that. You never, I never say, hey, you know, this is great, but can you do this? Hey, you know, I like this, or this isn't really what I was looking for. Or, hey, you know, is there a way we can do this better than this? Do we have the capability? Now, I know some things can't be changed like that. But if your surroundings, I tell people all the time, check your circle. That's why mine is short. If the people in your circle don't challenge you, then y'all feeding off each other, and eventually somebody gonna be lacking. Felicia said, yep, they always come with the NIT version of the Bible. Where'd they get that from? I know, right? I know. It depends on the writer of the article. They do use a lot of NITs. Again, you got to stop patting yourself on the back, right? Thinking that you've accomplished something. Because at the end of the day, I don't care if it's in the church or if it's in your professional life. The record is the record. The record is the record. As Jay-Z would say, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. I ain't talking about manipulating numbers. I ain't talking about numbers that you threw some color on. The numbers are still the numbers. They are what they are. And everybody has expectations. You should have expectations. But maybe we need to start setting real expectations. Because, see, you can say, I want to accomplish A, B, C, D, and E. And so we throw some stuff together, and you make it through A. We throw some more stuff together. You make it to B. We have something else. You make it to C. Oh, we found this in the back. We can use this. We're going to make it to D. So at the end of the year, you can sit back and pat yourself on the back and say, we did it. A, B, C, and D. And A and B, we did it the same time. Ain't we special? But it was mediocre. It wasn't an excellence. Because some people have that mindset of, you know, just put it out there and you can always go back and fix it. No, you can't. No. What'd you say? Because it's out there. Having that mindset of just getting something out there versus using, watch this. The disciples had to wait 3 years before they just went out there. Jesus didn't just throw them out there and say, go. It took some time. They had to learn. They couldn't rush it. We saw what happened when they tried to rush it. It didn't work. But we're so anxious to try to reverse course. We're so anxious to try to shift things that we'll skip some stuff. Like, man, let's change that room. Let's change this room. And let's change that room. And we put some paint on it. And we put some new drywall on it. And we got these new beautiful rooms. But your foundation is jacked up. I wish somebody would hear me. Your foundation is jacked up. You moved into a house. Watch this. I'm going to help somebody. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. You moved into a house. This is leadership. Watch this. You just got a new job. You moved into a house. So a lot of times when you get a new job, if it ain't your company, you taking over somebody else's stuff. You just bought a new house. You just moved into the new house. And you see all this stuff you want to change. Help me, Jesus. But you did not check, oh, God, help me, the foundation. I could preach this. You did not check the foundation. But instead, you start painting rooms. You start making changes. And, well, this will look better here. And let's throw this away over here. And let's do this over here. And you start making these changes, but you never solidify or even take a peek and walk around and examine the foundation. So then after you do a couple of rooms, stay with me, y'all. After you do a couple of rooms, the building starts to shift on you. Uh-oh. I wish y'all would get this. Stay with me. I'm helping somebody to get this. The building starts to shift. And now you're wondering, well, why would you shift when you see me decorating these rooms? Well, how dare you shift when you see what we're trying to do? And the building is telling you, we don't care what you're doing over there. The foundation is shaking. I wish somebody would get this. Come on, Dorothy, that's word right there. Be anxious for nothing. But instead, we keep on painting. And then we say, not only are we going to paint, let's build. Oh, now you're going to build. What you want to do? We want to start some new stuff. So now you're saying we want to add an addition. Yeah. Let's add an addition to the house. So now we're going to add an addition because it'll make it look better. People will see us and they will see our new house and it'll make us look better because of this addition. And so now you take this money. Yeah. Help me, Jesus. And you start adding the addition. And the addition gets added, and now it's built up all nice, and it looks good. But then, right when you get ready to open up and put it on display, the foundation shifts again. I'm about to come back and listen to this, because this can preach. The foundation shifts again. And now you're angry. Because now the foundation is starting to talk back to you and tell you, well, you know, if you had checked on us, oh, my God, if you had looked before you leaped, oh, Jesus, help me. If you had examined before the surgery, if you had examined before you cut the person open, in carpentry, they tell you what? Measure twice, cut once. Help me, Jesus. I wish y'all would get there. I feel all right. If you had checked, then maybe all the extra fighting, maybe all the extra shifting that's going on, probably there would be less of it because you would have addressed the foundation before you start building on top of the building. Oh, God. That'll help somebody. Just like if you make a layer cake, if the bottom layer ain't right. If that bottom layer is uneven, I don't care how good it tastes. Help me, Jesus. I don't care how good it tastes. Help me, Jesus. I don't care how good it tastes. If that bottom layer ain't right. I got any bakers out here? Huh? That's why you got to preheat the oven. Uh-oh. See, I just told a whole nother right there.
And not run. And not keep opening the...
Come on now. You got to preheat the oven, huh? Why do you preheat? Because you don't put it in a cold oven. Uh-oh. Because, see, the oven is going, the temperature in the oven is going, it's going to push some heat so that the oven can get up to the cooking temperature. But while it's pushing heat, it's pushing it through you, through what you put in the oven. But if you let the oven preheat, oh, I wish somebody would get this. If you let it preheat and reach its proper operating temperature, now what you put in has a better chance of coming out on the good side. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. Y'all better call somebody and tell them, yep. Yeah. Yeah. What's that TV show? This Is Us. I said what I said.
It's funny you say that. Because I just made a statement on Facebook. Uh-huh. I said, This Is Us is nothing more than a new version of 30-something with cultural diversity.
There you go. So here we go. Uh-oh. Number five. This might be the end right here. Number five. Number five says, If you don't want to grow spiritually, number five says, chase trends and diss faithfulness. Chase trends and diss faithfulness. Uh-oh. Chase trends and diss faithfulness. If y'all listening right now, if y'all watching wherever you are, please hit the share button if you ain't already did anything. So if you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, please, my brother, my sister, whoever you are, thank you so much. If y'all on YouTube, please say hi to me. Let me know who you are. Say something. But let's keep going. Number five. If you don't want to grow, then chase trends and diss faithfulness. The writer says this. He says, if you want to have a life of unfruitfulness, keep chasing new trends and paradigms. Keep looking. Oh, Jesus, help me right now. I wish somebody would get this. This thing will preach. Keep looking for the easy way out. Keep looking for the shortcut. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. The writer says, people who stay the same are people who don't like to work hard at growth. Mm. People who don't want to put in the blood, the sweat, and the tears of life of impact. Ah. See, he says, the writer says, my generation, he says, we love to talk big about how we're going to change the world, but I wonder if we value faithfulness and steadiness like previous generations. He says, if you want an insignificant life of spurts and starts and stops, keep chasing the next big thing. Keep avoiding the hard choices, the sweat, the grind of daily life. You want to know why your church ain't growing? It starts with you. You want to know why your business is where it is? It starts with you. Because you don't, watch this, you just keep trying to go after the newest thing. Oh, they doing this, let's do that. Well, I saw this on their page. Can we do that? Don't get me wrong. It's great to share in ideas and to look and see if what somebody else is doing, if it, watch this, not can we do it, but would us doing it help us or be another piece to hinder us? It's great to say you want to add some things. But I go back to the foundation. Everybody should check. Isn't that the purpose of a house inspection? Y'all help me. Help me. Maybe I'm making it up as I go. Isn't that the purpose of the inspection of the house? Huh? If they can come out and check to see, hey, sir, looks like your house is shifting. Your foundations are a little, so before you do anything or before you make this purchase, maybe you ought to have this looked at. What do you mean? Well, maybe you need to get a contractor to come out here and look at it. How do you bring that to the church? Okay, let's reverse that. I see some cracks in some foundations. And watch this. It's okay if you're not equipped to make the changes in the foundation. That's why they have contractors. I wish y'all helped me. Watch this. Licensed, experienced contractors that you can bring in as a leader. That shows your leadership skills. That you can bring in to say, hey, I need you to look at this foundation. In church, what does that mean? That means I can get somebody who can come in and come on now, Dorothy, will it be beneficial for your needs? I can get somebody who can come in and watch this. Maybe I don't know what's needed to fix the foundation, but my job as your leader is to go and find somebody who can teach us all, right? Who I can watch this. I can take my leadership team. I can take my leadership team to a leadership meeting that deals with this particular issue in the foundation. And we can all sit there and learn from somebody else. That's not showing weakness. That's showing wisdom. But if I only go to the same source, how can I do this? How can I do that? And they really don't know the foundation of where you're trying to build what you're building. They ain't took the time to find out. They're going by what you told them. And you didn't pay attention to the foundation yourself. So you got them building you a product that might not fit the foundation. I wish y'all would get this. Watch this. The writer says this. He says, this is how he closes it out. He says, keeping your hand at the wheel year after year ensures life of depth of weight of character. Life of depth of weight of character. There is something that happens when you and I recognize what we don't know. And we're not ashamed to let those that we lead that we don't know. But when we feel like I ain't going to let them know that I really don't know, so I'm going to go outside and grab some folk. Because see, watch this. What they doing on they, what they build down the street, that's a different foundation. You can't put your three-bedroom house on the foundation of the other three-bedroom house because we don't know. Watch this. Yeah, they're both three-bedroom houses. The foundations are different. I wish y'all would get this. It just doesn't move. It's not a universal fit. Y'all remember them back in the day? Remember everybody had to get one, the universal remote? I had a bunch of them. Spent a lot of money on them, too. I mean, some good money. It's not one size fits all. Well, they doing it over there, we can do it over here. No. It's not a one size fit all. If you don't want to grow, keep doing what you're doing. Keep that same non-challenging circle. And with that same non-challenging circle, you're going to keep that same non-challenging energy. See, people who want to grow, they're never passive aggressive. Oh, God, help me. People who want to grow, they say what they need to say. And they're willing to say it and risk being wrong saying it. And then they are mature enough to say, you know what? You was right. Matter of fact, you were so, watch this, you were so right, you ain't got to say it like that, but you were so right, what else you got? Because you going to help me grow this thing. People will respect you more for that. But when you're trying to make it up as you go, or you're just trying to impress the next one, or this one, or that one, you end up saying, we did these things. That's why I said we've been as the United States, I could just stick to Chicago, Illinois. We've been in shutdown mode for pretty much a year. A year ago in March, they started shutting stuff down. We've been out of school literally for an entire year. An entire year. March to March. School ended, restarted, but we have not been in, what was it, Wednesday? What's today? Today's Friday. Thursday, yesterday, was my first day back inside my school building since March of 2020. Yesterday. Now, I'll give it to my school because I'm critical when it comes to things. Some stuff they were working on the moment it shut down. Air ventilation and all that kind of stuff was being worked on. The roof being fixed and all that stuff was being worked on. Parking lots being worked on because they got some grant money and all that. And again, plans were being laid out. Meetings were being held with those who are going to help make the decision. So you don't hold meetings and then the people you expect to carry it out for you, you don't include them. Unless you don't expect them to help you carry it out. So it's planning. And the same thing for church. And I said this, I think, in June or July of last year, because we haven't stopped the show, was that this year that God allowed us to be closed and shut down, I said it. Because I said it for myself, and I said it for other people. This was your chance to do what? Retool, and relaunch. Thank you.
I messed my own words up.
Reset, retool, and relaunch. Resets means I'm going to turn the power off. Uh-oh. I wish y'all would get this. Reset means I'm going to turn the power off so that I can then go inside of whatever it is I'm trying to fix and take a better look at it.
Foundation.
That's what it means. So when I'm restarting, as I reset, you have to turn the power off. On your computers, don't do it right now because then y'all will get disconnected. If you hold the button down on your PC, hold the button down on your iPad, hold the button down on your iPhone, it's going to give you the option to do a few things. One of them is to power off, and the other one is to restart. Or what? Update. Ah, like that. When you hit that reset button, that's your chance to look and see, this works, this works, this is great, this sucks, this works, this works. This I'm not sure about. Maybe we can use it, maybe we can't. Now I need to go and get, so these three things I know about. These over here, I'm not sure. Let me go, let me take this in so that an expert or somebody who knows it better than I do. Watch this. Let me help you with knowing better than I do, what that means. Knowing better than you do don't really mean a lot when if all you know is A, B, C, D, and E, and all they know is F. Yeah, they know more than you, but, bruh, that ain't really helping you. When I look for somebody that's going to help me, if all I know is A, B, C, D, and E, I need somebody not just to know F and G. I need H, I, I need J. Can you help me with L and M? Matter of fact, since you're here, do you know N, O, P? And I need that person to be like, bruh, yeah, I know all that, but you ain't ready for Q. So go on back down here and stay at L for a little while because you ain't ready for that. But at least that's somebody being honest with me versus, as LaTanya likes to say, the great send-off mission. Had me thinking that I'm doing it the right way and you got me out here looking raggedy. Reset. That's what the reset does. Then once you get it open, now you say, okay, what do we need? That's what the retooling is. Let's get some new tools in the tool bag. Let's take out some tools that we don't need no more. We don't need that tool and we don't need that tool, but we do need these new tools. This is what's going to help us strengthen, watch this, the foundation, these new tools. I know I want to build the new stuff, but I need to get these tools to strengthen the foundation. I wish y'all would get this. And then, after you've looked at everything and you've retooled, now you put it all back together. And you say, all right, y'all, now let's get ready for the relaunch. You ever watch, I know it's time for me to go, y'all ever watch any of those shows on those kitchen redo shows where they redo the restaurant, where they say bar rescue or restaurant where they re-come in and they try to help the people redo their restaurants? Well, the first thing they do is they do the reset. They come in and they observe to see how the restaurant's running. Then what does the guy do? He shuts it down. And when he shuts it down, what does he do? He grabs the owner to get his perspective of what's going on. And then he says, now I need to talk to your employees. I need to talk to them about what I saw. I need to talk to them about what I saw. And here's everything. And then he goes on and he starts looking at the restaurant, the kitchen, because that's the heart. He goes look at the kitchen and he said, oh, this needs work. He looks at the menu. Oh, this needs work. I wish y'all would get this. The menu, this needs work. What you're serving, oh, God, this needs work. You're serving the people that, I wish y'all would catch it. That's what y'all serving the people. That's what you're going to keep serving them, huh? And you think that's all right. You wonder why ain't no new people. Mm-hmm. You know, wonder why the same customers is the only ones you got. Because you still serving that same dry food. Then he says, let me create some new items on the menu. So while I'm creating new items on the menu, then what does he do? He goes out and he gets professionals to come in and redecorate the restaurant. Uh-oh. Then he redecorates and he puts new menu together. And then he teaches, before he relaunches, he teaches the kitchen staff how to cook new items on the menu. They didn't start serving yet. They learned how to cook it first. It takes patience. Then he says, you're good. You're ready. I've seen you. Now, let's get ready for the relaunch. then when everything has been built up, when the work has been done, when all the I's have been dotted and the T's crossed, then he says, let's flip the switch and let's relaunch. Better than ever. Better, not just better than we were, better than we've ever been. And let's not just let that be the plateau. Let's shoot for better. Greater. Jesus said, greater works will you do. That's why I didn't say it, he said it. He expects us to do greater than what he did. But if you don't want to grow, keep not challenging your people. Keep that lack. Keep that same lack of energy. Keep that same lack of energy. Yeah, yeah. Look, y'all, we gonna. I thank y'all so much. Again, we grateful for y'all. Let me say this. Thank y'all so much for those of you who have listened for the last 7 years. We are so grateful. Let me say this. And let me do this. I don't know who's watching and who's listening. I've only seen a couple comments, but thank you so much. Let me go all the way back. Thank you to my brother in ministry, Pastor Devon Winder. I still call him that. I don't know if he's pastoring a church or not, but who helped me start this, got me in this whole business in the first place. Pastor Devon Winder, bless you, sir, wherever you are. Thank you so much. Thank you to, Let me see. I'll even go back even further. Bishop Monroe Mullins. I'll go all the way back to Candidly Speaking. Thank you for allowing me to sit in, behind your microphone for a little while. We appreciate you over at 1570 over there. Thank y'all so much. Because that's where it started, y'all. That's where it started. That's where the seed was planted. So thank you. Fast forward. Thank you to Sharissa Gregory for coming in and being a part of our team early on. We were looking for, she was our field correspondent, right? Is that what it was? She was our field correspondent. She was going out into different places and interviews and talking to people and reporting back to us live. So thank you to the late, great Sharissa Gregory. And then thank you. I've had so many co-hosts over the years. Thank you to, again, my partner. I don't call him my co-host because he was my partner, Devon Winder. But thank you to Pastor Cornelius Parks. God bless you, sir. I know we're going to do some stuff down the line. I know you already put your bid in. But thank you to Pastor Cornelius Parks, pastor of the First Bethel Church over here on the south side of Chicago. Thank you to him. Thank you to Daria Zipporah Springfield. She was my Friday, Praise Break Friday host for a good while over at the old studio. Thank you to her. Thank you to those who decided to bring their shows to our network. Thank you to Angela Johnson, who brought one sister to another over to us for about 6 months, or was it a year? 6 months. We hosted a show for her over here for 6 months, and then she sat in and did coach. She actually hosted for me one time, too, when I was out. Thank you for that, Angela Johnson. Love you. Thank you all. Thank you so much. Thank you to... even pastor, a bishop, what is his name? Cardinal, whatever his title is. Cornelius Williams, who had a show, wasn't Coffee with a Prophet. I can't think of the name of it right now. Talk with the Prophet, whatever it was, who had a show for a hot minute. But thank you to him for what he contributed to our show in other areas. Thank you to him. Thank you to my brother, Pastor Harold D. Washington, who came in as a guest and has just been here ever since. Appreciate you, brother. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my brother. Thank you. My brother. Yo, Mike ain't on, so whatever you saying, I'm barely hearing you. But Michael Henderson. Thank you, Pastor Michael. I'm sorry. Let me not be disrespectful. I'm going to respect your title. You earned it. Dr. Michael Bernard Henderson of the Second Baptist Church of LaGrange. Thank you, thank you, thank you for co-hosting with me for quite a long, long time. And he would have been here tonight, but he's on his way to Ohio to do a funeral. So because I did reach out to him after he reminded me that today was the anniversary. But he had a funeral due in Ohio, so he's not available. But Pastor Mike, if y'all ain't been on here with Michael, just get ready because he said he's gonna come back and holler at me. But Michael Bernard Henderson, thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing your energy, your laughter, and your preaching, sir, because you helped me through. Thank you, thank you, thank you to him. Got Harold, got him. Any other preachers I missed? Nobody else came and hung out, right? Oh, I'm sorry. And then to our newest people who came to be a part of the network, Lisette Hernson and Grindology and her husband, Michael, thank you so much. They're on hiatus right now because they got some big things they're doing on the side. Thank you so much to them, Lisette Hernson and Michael. Thank y'all and y'all whole tribe. Thank you so much, y'all and y'all whole tribe. Thank you so much. And then Dr. Kimberly Thomas, amazing, amazing. She hosts the Healthy Soul Talk Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for trusting us with your brand. Thank you both, you and Lisette. Thank you for trusting us with your brand. I have to say thank you to Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. I have to say thank you to Reverend Ray Williams for allowing us to have that space while he was there as pastor. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir, for allowing us to build that room out and have that great studio there. Thank you, thank you, thank you to them and to that trustee board over there for originally giving us that space. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then as I fast forward over here to where I am now, thank you over here. At first, let me thank Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church and the leadership when I got here who asked, you know, who sought us to have this amazing space. We say thank you, thank you, thank you to them. Even thank you now to current leadership, Pastor Person. Thank you so much for believing in what we were doing in here and allowing us to still be in here. So we're grateful to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Got all them. That's everybody. And then because I can't, because I don't want no smoke, but they say the best for last. I have to thank that young lady sitting on the other side over there who I wouldn't be here at all because y'all see me this by here behind the microphone. This is easy. Well, I shouldn't say that because that's why a lot of people think they can do it, but they can't. But this is easy for me. This is the easy part. See, when you're only child, you're used to talking to yourself. So it feels like sometimes you just, you know, so it's simple to do. But thank you to, I saw somebody put Melton in there, and I'll let y'all have that for a while. But thank you to, Felicia put that in there earlier, but I wouldn't say nothing. But thank you to LaTanya King over there in the corner. Thank you for your support. She has been my rock, my administrator. She has been my bodyguard. She has been my advocate. She has been all of those things. So thank you for holding me up over here when I wanted to quit. I don't know how many times I wanted to quit. And in the words of Diddy, shut the whole studio down. It's like when I wanted to flip over desks and throw equipment out the window and just be like, I'm done. Thank you for holding all of this up with me. I know you sit back there. She's more vocal now in the last couple of years than y'all have ever had, because y'all know she wouldn't say nothing. She would be hiding in the corner. So thank you for attempting to come out of your shell. I appreciate you. I do. Felicia said, really? That is a name. But anyway, thank you. And then look, for all of you guys that have been listening, I can't call everybody's name, so I'm just going to go through the ones that I can see on the chat right now. So Dorothy, thank you. God bless you. Patricia Butts, thank you. God bless you. I'm just going through the chat. Felicia LaShawn Brown, thank you. Felicia been here from almost a jump. I think Felicia popped
Whatever
in
the day.
No sooner than we got on Facebook Live, because we weren't on Facebook Live for a while. We were only on YouTube. I'm sorry, Ustream, because Facebook couldn't do Facebook Live. So Felicia been on for a minute, almost from the get-go, I believe. But thank you so much, Felicia. There's some other ones that are not on here right now, but like I said, I'm just going by with what names I see on the chat. I can't think of anybody. I'm looking at the names on the chat. That's why I ain't finna try name, because when you do that, folks get mad. So I was calling names out.
In the chat was to God be the glory, Pitt.
Sister Pitt's on today? I ain't seen her.
She was on you missed a lot. Yeah.
I ain't seen none of this stuff.
Yeah, it was a lot of people on.
Okay.
It was another person from, it was a guy.
Okay. Okay.
I wish
did they say something?
Yeah, they
I'm about
spoke.
To go back and look
they,
and
they
try to find it. Okay.
I
missed it. I'm sorry. So, yeah, anyway, thank you. Thank everybody. Thank everyone. That's what I get for calling out name, because this is probably going to say, yank, yeah, oh, my name. But thank you for your constant support. Look, I know we ain't going nowhere. I'm just saying thank you, because I appreciate people who, look, y'all can do a whole lot on y'all Friday nights instead of sit up and listen to my crazy self. So I should say special, my special self. Y'all, there's a whole lot of stuff y'all could be doing. So thank you to everybody. Look. We are only going to get better and better. I'm excited about some amazing things we're trying to pull off this summer. Yeah, we finna try to pull off something huge this summer. So y'all stay in prayer.
We'll see us.
You don't see me, but just stay prayerful, and we'll keep y'all informed because when we say it, we gonna see just how much y'all really want to hang out. So, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be gooder, if I could say that in bad English. It's gonna be gooder and gooder. So let me pray and get out of here because it's now 9:17. When's the next party? She says I'm bringing the foil and the packet. I don't think we'll have another party until 10. To be honest with you, Tanya, you gave me a look. You want to have something before 10?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
No, sir.
Lisa, we might have a little outing or something, but I don't think we're going to have no party.
No, sir.
Until 10.
We'll probably have a get-together, but
yeah, we'll do
a
little something simple, meet us somewhere, you know. But like a party, I think we need to say that. I'm not one who believes in celebrating every year anyway. I'll do something in here. Y'all will see, you know, y'all used to see in balloons and stuff like that and banners and stuff, but... Yeah, that's about it. I think you should celebrate when you have major accomplishments, not just because the calendar comes up. I don't believe in that. I think you should celebrate when you have major accomplishments.
But I will always have fast food, okay? All right.
One of my mentors, Pastor Ricky Guyton.
And you want to also thank
yes.
Your silent partner.
Oh, man. I forgot. I don't know how I did that. Yeah, I forgot about that. I want to thank... my late great friend, Lovey McCurtis Jr., who was our silent partner. He was the business manager. He was the person who handled all the documentation, the contracts and the taxes and the receipts and all of that stuff. And unfortunately, he passed away February 1st of 2019. No, 18. Yeah, he passed away February 1st of 2018. Yes, he did. February 1st of 2018. So that was right before I came to Ebenezer, literally. Literally, right before I came to Ebenezer. Because that literally, funny story, I share this with Ebenezer. When Ricky Guyton made me the offer to come over here and help, I talked to Lovey because he was my dude I talked to. And he was like, what you waiting on? Because if he had said, man, stay here and help me or don't leave, I probably would have stayed there and sat there with him. And I am grateful that Lovey, again, you got to check your circle, man. Your circle ain't going to be afraid to send you off thinking that y'all going to be less than because they not there. Your circle will say, man, go and do that challenge. Go and do that challenge. So thank you to Lovey and Priscilla. I'll say both, Lovey and Priscilla McCurtis. Thank you for your undying support. And if I don't say something about my mama, even though she might not even be on here because she's been lacking lately in her attendance, but I ain't going to trip. thank you to her because, you know, of course, it all starts there. Let's pray and go home, y'all. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord God, we're not asking for nothing on tonight, right? We ain't going to ask for nothing. Lord, we just want to say thank you. God, just thank you for being who you are. God, thank you for your mercy. Lord God, thank you for your grace. God, thank you for your placement of good people in our lives. God, we just want to say thank you. We just want to thank you, Lord, right now, just simply for being who you are. We just want to say thank you, God. You've been a mighty, mighty, mighty good God to us, God, and you've been good to us even when you didn't have to. You've been good to us, God, even when we didn't deserve it. You've been good to us despite ourselves, and for that, God, we want to say thank you. Lord God, we just thank you, God, for your staying power. Yeah, that's it. God, we thank you for your faithfulness even when we've been unfaithful. We say thank you for your faithfulness. God, we thank you for your righteousness. We thank you again for your son, Jesus, God. So tonight, we just want to bless you and say thank you, Jesus, for being who you are and to just being God. Now, Lord God, we just want to leave you with thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I ain't even asking for traveling mercy. I just wanted to say thank you. Sometimes that's all you got to do is just say thank you. And thank you goes a long long way. Look, TTLO family, I love y'all. I feel like I want to be emotional, so I'm going to hurry up and hang up. So I don't know. I just feel a little weird right now. So I'm good, though. Tanya, like, please. That's what your old face said. Like, I wish you would. But anyway, thank y'all. What'd you say? What'd that mean? Really? We on live now. What you got to capture? I can't with you. I can't. I'm not even playing with you right now. Anyway, y'all be good. We got to go. If you got to drive through this special city, y'all know the one, Chicago. Please, look, y'all see folks on these damn rides and stuff. Keep your head on a swivel. 2 T's, 1 L, 1 O. We at...
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limits off.
What happens when you do live radio? You can just rewind. All right. If you got to drive through this special city we call Chicago, do me a favor, please. Keep your head, let me say it like hell. That's why it didn't work. On a swivel. 2 T's, 1 L, 1 O. We at.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limits on.
We good. We out.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limit on.
Take the limit
on. Take the limit on. With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limit
on. Take the limit
on. Don't touch my show. Y'all heard it. Bye, y'all.
With your hands lifted up,